Oh.
It is the mosquito
screen. I went to the same
screen
store again.
On the sliding door is, has come out of its little keeper. You know how it goes in a
room. I could detect
the
phone at all.
I'm not much of a handyman, but I could try that.
Misty said we could also just close the glass door.
Oh, okay.
But, geez. Andrew's looking for things to fix, and he's tall.
For just stuff to do.
Or you just
yeah,
take
sure
the door off to fix
yeah
that.
Misty, how do you get light on this again? Ready to go. There's a button somewhere on the edge. No doubt.
Right there. Just push it like that.
I wanted to enliven it.
And then you slide it.
Enliven my
screen. Enliven you amazing.
Okay, it's on, so where were we?
Around one.
Well, I was asking, Roger said so definitively your ego is your eternal self. I just wanted to know what was the basis of that statement.
That is the thing that drives your whole life. The whole sense of you.
It
ego
is,
basically is the sense of you.
Okay.
Ooh, it's
the observer.
Yeah, it's everything that you are.
Okay.
When you're observing yourself, you're using your eternal beings, faculties.
So what I asked Pat during the break is if I'm living my consciousness of my body, my loner self, living as a chicken essentially, then is that still my ego?
If you're still living as a chicken.
What about a chicken?
Yeah, you know, living just the body DNA. Well, I thought
remember?
It was something.
We talked about chicken.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Just
yeah,
this living chicken stuff, chicken shit, whatever we sell it called. Just living
you're
your basic.
You're still living
DNA
it, but you're not doing it in a big way.
Yeah, it's still, no matter what you're living, you're informing your eternal self. That's what
I keep tripping
yeah
on. That's a really
yeah
good, yeah, okay. I'm glad you guys got that.
You
I
can't,
remember.
No matter what you're living, you're informing
yeah
your eternal self.
Yeah.
It's not even that you're informing your eternal self, because
communion.
You're in communion with it. It cannot not be.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're sending out, hello out there. No, it's right there living it.
As you are, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's a good way to say it. Yeah. As you are, it is. Okay.
Like you cannot not communicate.
If it's not there in that way, you aren't. You no longer exist.
If we're living our loner body, though, is it there?
Yeah.
See, this is what I keep tripping on. Like, what you're saying
you're
makes sense to me, but I keep
as in the ego sense of self.
Ego, eternal self, yes.
Then what are you informing it in that case, if you're living your loner body, that...
Well, then,
my
then
preference is living the loner body. Close the glass one, would you?
Yeah, the ones that were getting in were bigger than the ones that can get through the screen here.
Yes, they're... I had tried, you know, they said if you put a peppermint plant by the front door, I did that. There's a peppermint plant right there by the door.
Yeah.
I've tried all that, too.
They didn't live in Hawaii. They wrote that somewhere else.
Yeah, I tried all the tricks they say to do.
Hey, do you have some spray bottles with soap in it? Because we could go around and...
I've got it better than that. I've got it with neem oil in it.
All right, get it. Well, like
soap
at break time,
oh, really?
Go around and spray all the plants.
Neem?
Neem.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a million of those.
Yeah, I sprayed all around the screen. That's why we didn't have so many up till the last day or two, because
mm-hmm
it's run out of its potency.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
I just haven't gotten out there and done it again.
Yeah.
But it's sitting out there on the table.
Okay.
Is it on the table, or did I put it in the laundry room? It might be in the laundry room.
Glad the
regular
dengue fever
spray bottle
passed
looking thing.
Oh, has it?
A regular spray bottle?
It's
no
a spray
way to get
bottle. The
here
substance in it looks kind of golden.
Oh, thanks, Andrew.
Now
I
get
some more
really?
Really?
That was
pick up the mic.
Yeah, convinced.
Okay, so.
It wasn't.
117, Andrew.
Yeah, okay.
117.
Sorry, I'm taking notes.
Doing multiple things.
117?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's no accident I'm reading this one. When you sense your eternal self, you frequently dismiss that or confuse it with a feeling. Are you willing to accept that instead of realizing and living your eternal self as you truly desire, you are personally caught up in living and struggling against your body's feelings, which discontents you?
It kind of answers my question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point you were trying to make for sense?
That's what you just read. Well, that was good.
It's good to know. Okay.
I guess.
I have to.
I should have read it.
I missed it.
Well, I'll read it again. Maybe it's worth reading again.
Oh, I just said that was... Stephanie, he just read what I was trying to say. And I read it out wrong way.
Okay. So, guys, the only thing I've noticed about how this is working where we're just reading is... If we just keep reading, it's like there's a lot of stuff in here that's, sorry to say, for, I mean, I'm not joking, but I say worth thinking about, worth considering for just a second. And I'm finding as I'm reading, I don't have time to really stop and do that.
Well, I haven't read yet, and I'm happy to read. I just
do, it's like sometimes I don't even realize until we're like two or three down, like, I still am thinking about that one, I'm backing back ups.
The whole idea is to discuss these things so that as we go through this, we are growing together in our vernacular and understandings of all of these things.
Okay, well then my discussion on this point, I think I'm really glad you put this one here because I'm just constantly grappling with this eternal self, personal self. I don't literally trust what I'm sensing to know if it's anything other than just loner self I'm living. And I don't know how to explain it to myself.
I don't know, there's this thing I get where all of a sudden I'll feel very expansive.
I get that sometimes.
And I believe that that's the feeling when I'm living my eternal self. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I feel so much bigger than this body thing that is here.
And isn't the way to check in to see if you're doing any discontent?
Normally, I'm not doing any discontent at that moment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's another way to know. That's like discontent is your barometer. If you're feeling discontent, you're not doing eternal being awareness.
Yes.
I mean, we're always doing eternal being, but you're not aware of it.
Or if you get caught up in the feeling of it, rather than.
So if I can go, I'm feeling discontent, and then it drifts on by.
Like when she's feeling very expansive, if she just got caught up in the, it's great.
You want to hang on to that.
Yeah, right.
Then rather than, this expansiveness and going on.
Yeah.
The flow.
Yeah. Be staying in action.
So here's the answer.
Great, you know.
Let's hear it.
I have no remember.
Give him the mic.
Right on.
All of life is only a conflict between emergent and cause and effect. And most of your question is because you always stay on cause and effect and will not discuss or even consider emergent. So that's where most of your problems come from. And if you would consider it from an emergent perspective, almost everything that you've asked so far could be resolved. Mm-hmm. And I've said that for 20 years. Yeah. And nobody will do it. Because your language is based on cause and effect, not on emergent.
Language and thinking.
Yeah.
And actions.
Everything is based on that.
You don't follow the pattern,
Your eternal self is both your eternal and your personal self are emergent. But you cannot cause your eternal self. That is truly emergent.
Okay.
It's that simple. But you won't do it.
I see. So that's why you can't tell us do this, do that, that's it.
That's right, because that's cause and effect. Yeah.
Okay.
And now all I do, if you followed that, you'd be right back in the same dilemma for whole. Try it next time you have a question.
I'll consider it from an emergent point of view.
You're looking for a cause and effect answer.
Okay. Okay. You wanted to read? What was that?
No, I thought myself think emergent.
Okay.
wonder why she has a sign. We just sign each other.
Yeah,
remember.
Right.
Ooh. Page 57.
Hey.
One of what?
118. Page 57. Though you may believe your spirit is whole and perfect and needs no healing or relief, don't fool yourself, for your unseen, unrealized discontent is the spirit of your self and life, and that certainly needs tending. But that is not your eternal self.
Okay. Any questions or discussion on that?
So tending, that certainly needs tending, it's referring to the unrealized discontent, unseen, unrealized discontent. Don't want to leave that sitting there brewing. So it needs to be tended. Correct?
I get it that way.
Yeah? But that is not your eternal self. So the unrealized, unseen, unrealized discontent as the spirit of myself and life, that's something that's just my conflicts. It's not my eternal self. I believe I get it.
119. The physical universe being random and functioning consistently by emergent processes is patterned faithfully and reliably for you to live the constituents you truly desire as an eternal being. For only in that will your eternal abiding be emergent as you truly desire. Page 120. A potter's hand never actually touches the pot he is making, for there is an electron gap between his hand and the pot, and this gap alone keeps the potter from causing his part. This should enable you to understand, this is 121, this should enable you to understand that regardless of what you want, it is not discovering what to do to cause what you want, it is letting go of not causing what you want in order to live the constituents you truly desire. For in that, what you truly desire will be emergent.
So question then, what do you think one of my favorite ways of not causing what I want?
What?
This, yeah, you're, what? They're saying, you've written here, letting go of not causing what I want. You've watched me for 20 years. One of my favorite ways of not causing what I want? I don't understand what you think more fully what this might mean.
Why, you think you're causing what you want?
Oh, I think I spend a great deal of time trying to cause what I want, yes.
Either way, it's not, well, not emergent. So.
Then that's your mistake.
That's not causing? Trying to cause is not causing?
Either of them is not emergent.
But letting go of this.
You're not willing to let emergent take hold of it. So.
Well, it's with the wording here. It says, I expected it to say cause what you want. It's letting go of causing what you want. But it says letting go of not causing what you want. So I'm
wondering what that term means. Not causing what you want. You keep struggling with it to cause.
Which effectively is not causing. We think it's an illusion or imaginary thing that we're actually causing what we want. It's not happening. Mm. So it's a not causing.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's just as deadly to say that I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that than it is to say I'm doing this and I'm doing that.
Yeah.
They're both just as much of a cause and effect thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that has an anger issue can say, well, I'm not going to get angry anymore.
Yeah.
That gets you nowhere.
But
you have to decide what you will do.
The anger issue shows is the key right there. Shows you're not causing what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, I get angry.
You're not living the constituents you want and not causing caused. What you want.
Yeah. Oh, I got a much better idea now than you meant.
But doesn't it also include I'm going to get the right job and have the right house and all that to cause myself to feel happy?
Sure.
That's not causing as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Even though I say I'm causing my fat happiness, ultimately I'm not causing. I'm pushing myself away from my happiness by my actions.
Every one of the actions that you do to try to cause something is not causing it.
Yeah. Right, I like that. I like that.
It's like create the same as cause.
Yep.
Yep, pretty much.
Create something.
And the point of it is you don't even know what your eternal self would be like if you stop trying to cause what you get your desires.
Getting that now, yep.
It's a good one. Okay, moving on.
Sounds like a plan. 122. If you are unhappy and discontent, instead of living the constituents you truly desire, so the self and life can be emergent and offer you a myriad of desirable properties, you try endlessly to cause an overcoming of your unhappiness and discontent. With this focus constantly in mind, is it any wonder that unhappiness and discontent underlie yourself and life today and everything you do?
No, it's no wonder at all.
Right. Select and live only those things you are willing to be and live eternally and have done eternally to you, and you will not suffer with your choices or struggle endlessly with or against them. Number 123, your actions and reactions based on your underlying unhappiness and discontent are transfigured by your body to a language of pains, dysfunctions, and afflictions, which doctors and healers attempt to relieve, but they do not otherwise get involved with the discontent of your having forsaken your eternal self.
Yep, pretty straightforward that.
Healer people?
No.
Okay.
Forsaking.
124. Thousands of years ago, a written language was created to convey information across time and space, which enabled people to pass on what they had learned about life to future generations. Well, that was the intention, but unfortunately, what was passed on was a distorted language view of yourself and life.
Mm-hmm.
125. Most of what you believe is about you is not. It is about what science thinks, what religion and spirituality think, what people think God thinks.
Thinks.
Yeah, thinks. And what philosophers.
Type up.
Hang on. Truck is passing.
He's on the master
call. Okay.
25
in here somewhere. God.
Dialysis. We'll do the lunch break and then we'll do dinner break.
It says what God thinks.
Lunch and dinner breaks. What time do you need to hit that?
Language things, even.
Let's see, at 12. Then I go see a patient and then I go to Josh at 2:45.
So if we stop for.
Oh, the third line down, beginning, yeah, that's it. Yep, that's it.
People thank God.
Yep, okay. You got it.
Stop at noon. 12:30. I mean, because you're going to be gone more than an hour. More than what we're going to be down. Maybe we'll go to 12:30.
Have a nap.
We're doing okay.
Okay. We're doing okay. Yep.
We had late start, late breakfast.
Okay, 125. I'm going to start again. Most of what you believe is about you is about what science thinks, what religion and spirituality think, what people think God thinks, and what philosophers think. And all of that is only what language lets them think. Even healers, at best, only think and believe what language declares is true. Does it seem wise to rely on such foolish advice? Of course not. But unfortunately, you have bet your life and well-being and future on all of this. Does it seem wise to continue living in these ways?
I don't imagine there's a lot of discussion on that one.
That was not wise.
Okay.
Very straightforward.
126. Once upon a time, a long time ago, you transfigured from existence to being alive in form. And then unfortunately, you sacrificed your eternal self and life to feelings and to false languaged concepts and truths. It is vital to restore your eternal awareness of yourself and life so you can realize your original beliefs and stirrings again and make them real and active in your awareness and life today. And in your body and self.
That's what I like. Y'all can ponder that for a second.
I hate reading books that people have underlined.
That's why you won't read this ever.
So I'll never read your book.
Let's see. So 127. You only need fundamental understand.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
You not only need fundamental understandings that enable you to live yourself and daily life as you truly desire. You also want assurances that your continued awareful existence. And this is far more important or vital than scientific, religious, or philosophic beliefs and knowledge. Oh, sorry, guys. I screwed that up. I'm back again. You not only need fundamental understandings that enable you to live yourself and daily life as you truly desire. You also want assurances of your continued awareful existence. And this is far more important or vital to you than scientific, religious, or philosophic beliefs and knowledge. Actually, like most people, you are probably willing to make up and believe almost anything that lessens your anxiety about death and loss of self and identity.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, uh-huh. Okay. 128. Past lives, reincarnation, karma, cause and effect, immortal soul, secret teachings, spirituality, and resurrection. Even combined, do not begin to answer your questions about a continued self and life, or present a convincing and meaningful picture or understanding of you as an eternal being. Of course, all this may be the fault of language, but concealing awarenesses and realizations under the mendacity of truth doesn't help either.
What's mendacity?
Really?
See it in the...
That's what it means?
What?
Lies or lying? It's in my comments.
Yeah, I just didn't know what it
was. It's in your comments?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, outstanding. I see it on the other page, yeah.
Maybe one of these other people need to be on the microphone.
I'm happy to pass it off here and there. I just, get behind
you. Okay, I have a question on...
Who's expected Karen?
Yeah, I have a question on... who was that? The last one, I think. Oh, no, let's see. 126. And it's about...
Let's go back.
So you say, I'm going to start in the middle of the paragraph, like fifth line down. It is vital to restore your eternal awareness of yourself and life so you can realize your original beliefs and stirrings again. Okay, would that be before language?
No.
Your original beliefs and stirrings? It's like 126. Did you hear me though?
Yeah.
All right, stirrings again. So you can realize your original beliefs and stirrings again. Would that be before language, since language is messing us up in these previous paragraphs?
Yeah.
Before language, okay.
Is there a period of time when we're born before we learn language that this is emergent for us is occurring in each lifetime, or are we talking about original since the beginning of time, kind of original?
Talking about original before this life.
Okay. I like to think big like that. I just like to get that picture.
I mean, being born with your DNA, you have some of that language programming going, yeah?
What might some of your original beliefs be?
Cause and effect?
No.
Oh, original
beliefs? Well, he's asking you, what do you think an original belief would be?
That's a good question.
Everything is emergent.
Uh-huh.
Every aspect, if everything is emergent, then everything is eternal.
And everything is what? Eternal.
Because cause and effect are things that are composed.
Right.
And eternal, emergent doesn't decompose.
Right.
And it doesn't compose, it's there.
It is, so it isn't, so it doesn't decompose.
Okay. Now I see what you were saying earlier.
Okay.
That's the importance of eternal self is emergent.
Think of that all the time.
Who's got a white phone over here?
Good notion.
I have a phone.
It's doing something. Oh, Lord.
Are you turning on those emergency alarms?
Yeah. That's the first of the month warning.
It wants to talk to me.
Check.
Yeah. It's right about noon as well. So 11:45.
Yeah, it's right about noon. First of the month.
Okay.
Are we?
We're going to move on because Pat's not here. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get as far ahead as we can.
We're
129, top of page 59. Moving on.
129.
Yeah.
Because of language, which lets you speak falsely of many things and discuss many other things that don't even exist, you don't have a very good or desirable image of yourself in life.
Okay.
130. Are you willing to stop languaging yourself and begin realizing tremendously expansive and extensive awarenesses of yourself and life, and make those real in your body and life today, and in the formed world around you? If so, stop struggling to manifest yourself to awesome concepts, and instead make them real for you and others in your life today. For in that, you show the universe what it can be. Actually, in that, you show others what the universe is and how it is for you. All good?
Yeah.
131.
So we're kind of responsible.
The universe is so plenary that it is as it is, and simultaneously is as you are and live, and also is as everyone else is and lives. And in this, the universe promises to be to you as you are to the universe. Comments, questions?
No, I think that's good.
I love that one too.
132.
That's a feel good one.
To be and live as you truly desire,
All you have to do is be sure that however you choose yourself to be and live, that is the way you would have the universe be. If you understand this, then certainly you see that how you live in action, that is the way the universe is.
Jesus, well explained.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
133. It is recorded that, a long time ago, a wise man declared, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." And while this may be just fine for personal beings, it is not adequate for those living as eternal abiding beings.
Hang on just a second. That's that 133. Whatsoever. I think this question mark should be a quotation. End of a quotation mark. Yeah. It's the end of the biblical quote.
So you don't understand that.
That within the quotes, what does that mean? Eye for an eye? If men do it to you, you should do it to them?
No.
No. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, so if it is done to you.
No, so you want it done to you. What you would that means what you want.
What I want.
What you would have men do to you.
Do it to them.
I must be willing to do it to them. Okay.
So, yeah, that's the golden rule. So, what's the eternal abiding being golden rule? It's the forever question, yeah?
Let's jump to 134.
134. You, living as a personal eternal being, know to be to the universe at every moment only as you want the universe to be. Are you finally realizing the force and power you are in the universe and the impact you make in the universe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 135. It is declared that God and Spirit are alive everywhere in the universe with infinite awareness, yet without form. God and Spirit, having no real being, cannot act, be aware, or impact you or the universe. And with form, infinite awareness, perceptions, and realizations are sacrificed to particulars. And, in a sense, limited by these forms. Some other state, such as abiding, must exist. So I was wondering if it would go on to the looking at the be do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Sorry, what was that?
I thought maybe 135 would be speaking more to the do unto others thing.
It's obviously
that we've done. What I was trying to remember was the how we've said how we what we say instead of that. So it is done unto you
as you have done to others.
As you have done to others, is that how you say?
I think in general. I think this was an old thing we used to covered years ago, that not do unto others it is done to you, but it is done unto you as you do to others, or as you've offered, as you've lived. I'm checking. Are you okay with that? Thank you.
So then 135.
So as say it again, as you do unto others, it's a guarantee. Done unto you,
it's a guarantee.
You're living that.
Yeah. It is done unto you as you've done to others.
So but it's
as you
as you
it's
live,
a metaphor
as you
for
offered.
Us
I think that's a better
universe.
Way to say it, but yeah, just keep it.
Us and our it's a metaphor for us and our universe.
Well, right? Whatever your actions.
If that's what's gonna be for you.
So 135. Any comments?
No.
With infinite, and with form, infinite awareness, perceptions, and realizations are sacrificed to particulars.
Mm.
God and spirit having no real being cannot act, be aware, or impact you or the universe. And with form, infinite awareness, perceptions, and realizations are sacrificed to particulars. So God and spirit are sacrificed to particulars. And in a sense limited by these forms. Right. Some other state, such as abiding, must exist. 136. As a personal being, tremendous expansive perceptions and realizations of yourself and life and the world around you are frequently lost or sacrificed to form.
So does form mean body?
Yeah, I think Misty would.
What's form referring to the body?
Comment on that one.
And 136.
136 says, as a personal being, tremendous expansive perceptions and realizations of yourself and life and the world around you are frequently lost or sacrificed to form.
Form, body.
Yeah.
What's
the word? Body.
Oh, body. And is that same in 135? And it uses one form?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It was said those forms, in that particular case, whatever was referenced in that.
That would be God and spirit, mm-hmm. That's forms too.
Without
infinite awareness, perceptions, and realizations are sacrificed to particulars, and in a sense limited by those forms. Whatever the particulars forms are, I think.
Oh,
how I read it. That's how I read it.
Yeah, and the particular
form as we call
body,
as we realize as
a body.
Oh,
okay.
All
right. 137?
Why not?
In showing you how the universe works and works for you, we also seek to reveal how you work for the universe. For you and the universe are a communion self. The universe offers you access to unlimited knowledge and experience and many, many realizations, and you offer intentionally formed life expression acknowledgement to the universe.
Mm.
So let's consider the communion relationship of you and the universe in more detail.
Mm.
Yeah, that's going to be coming, I'm sure. But that's, I never thought of myself being communion with the universe, but now that you've written it and it's been read, I think, of course, that's how it must be.
It's very personal. I make the mistake of thinking the universe is somehow objective, and I remember there was a time in this stuff I was pretty clear that it's a very personal relationship. I just forgot that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. An important revelation for me.
I got you on that one. And I'm riding that same wave.
138.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Previously, we pointed out that 90% to 95% of you and the universe is dark, which means that dark, not spiritual, is the natural state of you and the universe. And light is the aberration.
Mm-hmm.
But when the universe around you burst into light, you wanted to come alive and shine as brightly as the stars, or reflect that light, to be and reveal your brightness for all those around you to see, even for those you could sense but not perceive or be aware of because they remained in darkness.
That's cool. That's a story I can follow.
When we're saying those around you and those you could sense but not perceive, what those are we talking about?
Other you, other entities. Yeah, that the way I read that, think of that, is that we existed before there was a body to come alive in, before the universe had worked itself through to the point where there was a consistent and reliable environment to come alive in. And then we, as these entities, started coming alive in bodies so that we could know that particularization. So I think this describes something that took place before there was, or maybe at the same time, that
I think it works with 126, that a long time ago you transfigured from existence to being alive in form. Mm-hmm. And I think I see the working in this, and that's consistent.
Is that good for you, Ken? Okay.
139. Your eternal self, which is more than 95% of you, exists as dark mind, waiting to be enlightened and enlivened through every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action of your personal abiding self, and by your desires and experiences. Mm-hmm. So my eternal self is the 95%.
Yes. More than.
That's the dark stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like the dark matter in the universe.
So it exists and wants to come out of mere existence into further particularization.
Mm-hmm. Waiting to be enlightened and enlivened.
140. All things of the universe are mind. Mind that is so infinite and universal that it is boundless and random, and cannot be or express any particular thing.
That's interesting.
In this dark state of mind, you chose to bring part of yourself to light, or to light matter, through which infinite mind could be particular.
Does personal being have a different mind than the eternal being? Like in 139 it says eternal self exists as dark mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how, I'm just trying to follow the pattern or the image of, there's eternal being, wants to shine and come alive and adopts this body, which we're referring to personal being, but does personal being, you know, how did personal being start taking over as the one in charge? Is it a mind of its own that's separate from eternal?
A brain of its own.
Maybe it limited to a certain form of expressions and created a...
Well, it has a brain.
Yeah.
And that is distinct from what Rogers calls mind.
So I just did the analogy.
Analogy?
Yeah. With the DNA we spoke before. The eternal self has an eternal DNA and the personal self has a personal loner self DNA. And that could be the same. The eternal self has what was your question?
If personal being has a
mind that is separate from eternal self mind.
What if we use the answer both?
Maybe let me finish.
Both what?
Maybe the eternal mind is parallel to the personal mind. I don't know. That was my analogy.
This is your story.
Yes.
Then you finish it.
Yes, that was the end.
That was it?
Yes.
No more fancy statement?
No. Am I wrong?
Or do you disagree?
Or do you disagree?
You're separating them, right? Question.
I sort of disagree.
If it's separate, yeah, like how did personal being.
What is sort of?
What?
How sort of?
Not too violently.
If more than 95% of me is my eternal self, how personal guy get in charge?
What?
That's a good question.
You're making fun of my writing.
No. She thought, she came up with a question in her head.
I'm trying to follow this image. You know,
okay,
that started, I don't know, somewhere in the 130s.
What are you on?
Well, we're now on 130.
What are you on?
139. Your eternal self, which is more than 95% of you, exists as dark mind. So if eternal self is more than 95% of me, and I'm wondering, does personal being have a separate mind that exists that is separate from eternal self?
Yes.
Andrew.
Okay. And
I don't know if to flip it over or not.
Where'd
he go?
You can make personal mind cause and effect mind.
So personal mind came with the body. Comes with it. Its own mind. Okay.
And wasn't part of your, how did it get in charge?
Yeah, how did it get in charge of eternal self that's 95%?
Obviously not a democracy.
I didn't hear you, I was listening to the fan.
Does that mean that less than 5% of me is the personal being mind?
Yes.
So how did personal guy get in charge over eternal self?
The emotions. Emotions trump everything.
Okay.
That's what Hillary's trying to do.
Yeah.
Trump everything. Good
trump.
One, Roger.
Trying to trump Trump.
So, and the two minds work then together, or?
Form. They could work together, but you keep them separate.
Yeah.
You keep them separate. One as cause and effect, and the other is thinking is emergent, which you never use.
Yes. But in fact, they are mutually supportive.
They're supposed to be.
Okay.
I think I already read it. Well, I'll write it again. 140. All things of the universe are mind. Mind that is so infinite and universal that it is boundless and random and cannot or be or express any particular thing. In this dark state of mind, you chose to bring part of yourself to life, to light, or to light matter, through which infinite mind could be particular.
What are we pondering on this still?
40, yeah, we're on 40 still. We went back and forth.
Okay. What's the question?
We don't have one. We just read
it. Oh, okay.
in this dark state of mind, you chose to bring part of yourself to light, mm-hmm. the 5%, or to light matter, through which infinite mind could be particular. So there was the 100%, and we took 5% to bring into the light, which is the physical.
Particularized.
Particularized, better word, yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Through which infinite mind, the 100%, could be particular.
Mm-hmm.
Am I reading that right?
This way.
Why did you think it's the 5% and not the 95%?
In this dark state of mind, you chose to bring part of yourself to light. And up here it's saying 5% is particularized, 95% is dark matter.
In this dark state of mind.
So you're chose to bring part of yourself.
You're saying the 95% stayed in the dark mind.
I think that's what this is referring to.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And or to light matter through which infinite mind could be particular. So it almost sounds like this 5% I brought to light so that I could particularize the rest of my infinite dark mind.
You just need 5% in order to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Screw it all up.
That too.
Just screw it all up. Okay.
Probably less.
You don't need very much mind.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we don't have enough. No?
Problem is you use too much of it.
Oh, okay.
Is what?
Problem is you use too much of your mind.
Too much.
Your cause and effect mind.
Cause and effect mind, yeah.
That's probably that Lona one you were talking about.
The 95% of my eternal self is still in dark mind, which is like where it could be right here, right?
Well. Do you understand enough about the way that this body is formed to realize that it's really full of holes? I mean, yeah. There's really not a lot of physical material here. It appears that there is,
right?
But there's not. 95% of this is not there. We just think
well,
it is.
Well, then what's the purpose of bringing part of it to light?
Because that's all you need to be in the physical, to be able to action.
It becomes particular.
I mean, you just need the tip of the pen to bring all the ink out. Yeah, all the 95. No, don't say it that way. I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. But you already did.
But I kind of here's the question. Like the what's the relationship then to that 95%? If I have 5% of it in light and I'm living the cause and effect personal mind, and those are communing, or I communion those, what's the relationship to the 95%?
You're communing that too. Right. That's not out of the picture.
And it's
you're communing the 100%
that.
Right. You're communion to 100%. There's not 95% that's wandering around going, oh, woe is me, 5% has gone into the light, and I'm
yeah,
so
no, I, yeah. I wasn't thinking that, but I'm just trying to get an image of that all that relationship.
It's all here.
What
but it's
it?
Not just, you're bigger than this. This is just the part that is particularized.
So it's all a vat of me, I mean, this big bowl. And the surface.
Yeah, but you can't go on if you don't have it in it.
Yeah, but if
true.
You really think about it, you are the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole.
We're
universe.
Huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's all of me. I only need 5% of me to particularize. But I'm still all. It's. I am all.
There's all of you there, yes.
So
I'm all there. I'm really
you're all there.
All
there. You're all there, don't worry.
The 5% are the loner body?
Well, the 5% that in addition to whatever you have.
Of course, she's not all there.
Huh?
I said, of course, she's not all there.
Oh, I see. That percentage which you have regenerated to eternal.
Yes. Yeah.
So, what percent this is? I don't know.
Times
depends 95. On what
yeah,
you're
yeah.
living.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But what I, my question is, if we stick with these numbers, 95% is 100% is eternal being.
Yes.
5% is loner body, and they're included in the 100%.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's.
Roger. Back here. Back row. Over here. Just wanted to be sure I understand this. When you wrote this 5%, you weren't really referring to a real 5%.
Just
it
an
could
approximation.
Be, it could be 10 to the minus 10
yeah,
or
it's
20.
It's
a very small amount. It's particularized
it's based
compared
on
to
what
our eternal being.
Science says is dark matter.
Right, and that's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah.
And that's all.
So it's just a wild guess.
Yeah.
It's just a way of discussing.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all.
The label so we can...
So don't get hung up on 5%.
No.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
The literalist one day will be multiplying your weight by 95 at your side.
And don't get concerned if you come up with 105%.
Oh, when they died, 5% of their body disappeared. You know?
Where am I?
Okay.
Next. Oh, and Jennifer's leaving right when time to read the next part.
And where am I?
141.
141. Being partially embodied... or partially enlivened to light enables you to provide a personally desirable focus or clear image and way for the greatest part of you as infinite mind to follow and be known and come to personal expression. You are preparing the way for others and your greater self. But why partially embodied and enlivened? With full embodiment, you would lose your direct contact with infinite mind. But with partial embodiment, you have the best of both minds and can bring each best to the other mind for an emergent, resplendent self.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Wow. Well, let's go on. Too bad Jennifer missed that one.
Yes.
That was awesome, man.
Glad you got some out. Must have been the message you needed, Andrew.
You want me to read it again?
Which one are you
it's
on?
It's worth reading 141. Again.
141.
Yeah, I agree.
Go for it. Yeah.
Being partially embodied or partially enlivened to light enables you to provide a personally desirable focus or clear image and way for the greatest part of you as infinite mind to follow and be known and come to personal expression. You are preparing the way for others and your greater self. But why partially embodied and enlivened? With full embodiment, you would lose your direct contact with infinite mind. But with partial embodiment, you have the best of both minds and can bring each best to the other mind for an emergent, resplendent self.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Pretty
good.
So you went out a pretty cool one.
That's neat.
That answers all those questions.
What's the word those? Partially emerging to light. So in this case, preparing the way for your greater self is preparing the way for the 95%.
Yes.
Yes. You just use this as the puppet that operates and does everything
right.
In the physical.
The door opener.
Mm-hmm. That's your job.
Mm-hmm. Carry on?
Carry on.
142. You wanted to come to life to be someone, to experience and express yourself, and interact with others. While your mind remained free,
Only your focus was concentrated on or embodied. Only your focus was concentrated or embodied. But unfortunately, as sentient beings are prone to do, you bottled up your mind and minding within language, like a genie in a bottle. But don't look within for the self and mind you truly desire, for they are all around you.
Pop your cork.
Only your focus was concentrated or embodied. Only your focus was concentrated or embodied. So, okay, so that again is the 5% embodied. The 95% was not focus. There was no focus.
The mind remained free, it said. Only the focusing part of the mind became embodied.
Oh, okay. Right.
What did you say, Patrick?
Only the focus became embodied. The mind, it's written here, the mind remained free.
Yeah.
Not brought down and reduced in embodied.
Right. And
not to get all fucked up in language and everything else.
Yeah. And any time we do anything, we're only using a tiny little piece of
who we totally
us,
are.
Our brain or whatever, to read.
I should have sold my bacon this morning to the highest bidder.
Yeah, you probably would have made a lot of money, huh?
The
highest bidder.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Oh, it's gone before you could sell it.
He's thinking about bacon. Sorry, my life.
Well.
Roger's demonstrating how focus can go wherever you want it.
Mine remained free.
Yeah, very
his
free.
Mind was out roaming.
Yeah. Well, we said hunting yesterday, let your mind soar and let the thoughts go where they did.
Your think
bacon.
Of cause and effect versus immersion. Your focus is on outcomes, not on what you're doing.
Yep.
Not on the constituent. And what you're doing is a constituent. And your focus is on some presumed outcome. So it never occurred.
Mm. Right.
Like I never got taken. My focus was on taken, but I never got it.
And we had all the benefits of the focus.
No, I didn't.
Nope, he didn't even get it. So he was not, what was it called?
He
not
was living
causing.
A presumed outcome.
And he was not causing his want.
But he got 2 eggs.
Still wasn't bacon.
No.
But I wanted some bacon.
Yeah.
But you got cake. What's that? Yeah. Is that the meat cake?
Marie.
Antoinette.
Yeah. We done that one?
That's
yep.
143. Are you beginning to understand why devoting yourself and life to something greater, more expansive and extensive, is so important? Mm-hmm. The purpose of this is to expand your thinking and minding and drag your attention away from temporary feelings and concerns long enough for you to remember that yourself and life and focus today is an emissary preparing the way for your eternal self and life.
My body was thinking vaguely.
And your emissary body. Emissary. Was focused on bacon.
Bacon.
No.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that emissary.
Bacon.
So the emissary is the 5%.
And an emissary, is that like an ambassador?
Messenger.
Messenger.
It's bigger than simply a messenger. That's capable of representing
that
big
and
message.
And making decisions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Capable of making decisions for a whole, like in the world, a whole country, they can make a decision.
Oh, so it has authority.
Yeah, it does.
Much bigger than simply a messenger.
Mm.
with authority.
That's right, Misty. It comes, an emissary comes with the authority of the sender of the emissary.
Yes.
Yes.
Why is there a dash between re and member? Why have you broken remember?
Because then it would be remember.
You don't want it to be remember.
You want it to put back together.
This is taking members and remembering.
I had to go back and edit that and put the dash in there, the hyphen.
You did.
You're good. 144. In your experiment with life, you chose to be particular and individual and be involved. But in that, you sacrificed expansive minding and extensive awareness and realizations. And that certainly didn't satisfy you. So, you chose much less involvement in order to maintain a state of greater perception, hoping that would be more satisfying and fulfilling. But that too disappointed you.
So that part of that withdrawal then left more room for the personal being to take charge. This is it. Got involved, but that certainly didn't. So he chose to much less involvement. So withdrew or pulled back from involvement.
Wait a minute. Where does it say that?
Middle of 144.
So you chose much less involvement in order to maintain a state of greater perception. So in pulling back, did that give more room for personal being to kind of take greater domination? Along with the attraction to all those damn emotions. Excuse me.
So is that saying I became embodied, particularized, and felt a loss of the expansive minding? And so I didn't like that. I was losing my expansiveness, so I withdrew.
Somewhat.
Less involved. So I chose much less involvement in order to maintain a state of greater perception.
And that's the 95%.
But it didn't work.
He's saying here that too disappointed. That was a disappointment as well.
So you chose much less involvement in order to maintain a state of greater perception.
Hoping this would be satisfying and fulfilling.
But it didn't work. I didn't keep the greater perception.
Or it wasn't satisfying.
Okay. 145. Maybe it is time to decide whether you would be happier or less discontent just existing in mind or being alive. And if you would rather be alive only as a personal self, or would you share your self and life with an eternal abiding self? Number 146.
Hang on a sec. That's the point of it. Point of decision. It's time to make up your mind. Would you be happier or less discontent simply existing in mind or being alive? And if you would rather be alive only as a personal being, or would you share yourself in mind with an eternal abiding self? I think rather than reading it, simply reading it, I think we need an answer. I go for sharing, being alive and sharing my life, self and life with an external, eternal abiding being.
Self.
So you can't even read them.
Is that true, Samurai?
Yep.
Maybe it's not.
Well, I think right at this moment it is.
Maybe you want to be a samurai in mind and not share that.
You mean personal being mind or eternal being dark mind?
No, he's saying that stay in dark mind, be samurai in dark mind.
You can do that?
Yeah.
And not bother sharing. Memory holds everything. There's no parameters.
That's how infinite it is. That question indicated just the beginning of how infinite it can be.
So there are eternal beings that don't choose to come alive.
Yes. Supposedly it's only a small percentage that do. Supposedly it's only a small percentage that do.
Oh.
Well, which have you chosen from the beginning, going back several passages?
Think of how much dark matter there is.
I've truly chosen to be alive and share.
I don't know.
But he's asking, based on evidence, what have you chosen in the past?
Oh, in the past? The way you posed that question, I could just see I value samurai so bloody highly. And it would be kind of neat if nobody would interfere with that. You know, that I see the question, and I see Roger's knowledge of how I operate. There is a certain attraction to I'm samurai.
Which is?
That's stay in the 5% and piss on you all. You don't understand anyway. You know, that kind of thing.
The cause and effect.
So being staying in the 5%.
No cause and effect at all. You guys simply don't understand what it means to be samurai. So I'd rather be in dark mind than share.
Oh, so you just said staying in the 5%.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I meant staying in dark side.
Okay, now I understand.
Okay, stay in the dark side. So that when Roger raised that image flashed up and said, yeah, you know, that would be kind of attractive. But I don't think I want to stay there.
See, that's not attractive to me at all.
Yeah.
To stay in the dark matter?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What do you imagine that would be like? That makes it
unattractive. You can't do. You can't action. You're just mind.
It's like being in a coma.
How is that being aware of a different?
Like being in a coma.
If you can be aware of doing things or mind doing things. Like being in the Matrix is kind of what I imagine.
I don't even know that it's like being in the Matrix. I think that's even more physical than it is. I don't know. I like the physical. For me.
What makes the physical attractive? Because as you do that, it makes me think that it's about the feeling that should be.
The music, the art, the creativity of it, the interaction with other beings. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're in the dark matter, you're not interacting.
You can't interact.
You don't interact with other beings.
Only your own ideas.
Only your own ideas. There's no other stuff coming in. You just are.
Sure.
And you can be a legend in your own mind.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
that's right.
You can be a legend in your own mind. It's all plans and thoughts.
Right.
Well, what you think? I think that in dark, all the memory can interact with them. Why limit it? She's limiting it. I don't think the dark matter is limiting. That's all.
You're forgetting that you can't. You jump in here. Why are you so quiet?
Just having fun listening to see.
I have nothing to say.
Thank you so much.
Misty wasn't limiting it. I don't think Misty was limiting it. Misty was going with what is said here. So it's like if in your... In this place where we came in as 5%, we embodied, we're trying to decide what to do with ourselves, we're losing that sense of the dark matter. It says, which way would you go? Would you rather, where is it? Which one was it?
There's two types of choices.
Just existing in mind or playing in a body. If you were in the crux of that question, which way would you go? And Misty said, I'd rather be alive. But then it goes on to say, and if you would rather, and or would you rather be alive only as a personal self, or would you share yourself in life with an eternal abiding self? I suspect that Misty would go on to that step.
That's, absolutely. Yeah, adding that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But in the initial thing, we've got the two different takes on it. Misty likes the physical, Pat likes the staying in the dark mind.
Being left alone.
Being left alone. And that's really interesting. I mean, Misty is full of doing, playing, doing stuff, and Pat's at his computer writing and reading and planning and, you know, like he's not a, you're not a...
But that's not dark mind, that's...
No,
external.
No, yes, it is. It is. But I think it's a little bit of a reflection of the two emphases.
Well, I thought 140 was interesting. That if you go back to 140, it says, all things of the universe are mind. Mind that is so infinite and universal that it is boundless and random and cannot be or express any particular thing. So I took dark mind to be...
You can't
so right, it's just it you can't know and be. It's just so
you don't know.
It's nothing essentially.
Yeah.
Something, it's just, but it's nothing.
It's there.
So it's of what value?
Yeah.
It is a value.
You're putting it as you have the ability to think and do your dreams and do all this kind of stuff. No, that's not it. It's so random and so out there that the only way that you can really pull it into anything is to be in body.
Yeah. Probably dreams and visualization is all external, mm-hmm. while you have a body, and experiences to draw on. That's my thing.
Well, then he can't be samurai in mind.
To be so alone as to be nomad.
Couldn't be there himself.
I don't know.
I think you're right, that it, in fact he can't be, but I think that that's
The draw.
It's the imagination that... The imagination that we can be in dark matter and be in all this, what we think is spiritual and ethereal and all knowledge and all that kind of stuff. We think that's what's there. But in fact, it isn't without a body.
But can it be if it's infinite?
Without the body to organize it, all that stuff isn't organizable.
It lacks focus.
Yeah.
You come into body to focus it all. That's the point of the whole thing is the 5% that comes down and is in physical is the focus of all of that. And without the physical body, you don't have that focus.
Then are we a victim of being in a body so we can have that focus?
Why would you even go there?
You may particularize it that way.
I can only do that if I'm in a body. So now
you are not that close.
That's just a fact that in order to walk around in the physical and do things in the physical, you're going to be in a body.
Right.
That's not a victim.
It's like no, but what you're saying is I can't
get in a car.
I can't do it in dark mind. I have to make myself be in a body.
The way, at least the way I'm understanding dark mind, I agree with her. It just and that it's so sort of something. It's not even there. You can't interact with it because nothing, and there's no
right,
you
so
to interact
point.
With it.
But victim is a total judgment of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
well, we're
victim
talking
is
about
cause
is
and effect.
Of the
I
universe.
Am just not there.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. So, but you have to be in body to focus.
Yes. Just because it's the way it works doesn't make you a victim.
To it. It's just the laws of the universe.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go to laws. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Looks like our reader's got to go to school.
And I got to go to work.
She's coming back, though, sometime.
I'll be back tonight. Do those 6 o'clock.
By then, I'll have a book for you.
6 o'clock news.
That's what I was in there doing. I ordered the books.
Oh, yeah.
So I just have to wait for them to say they're ready. Come get me.
I want to know what those foreign books are that she brings in here.
What?
Downtown?
What's that big blue book?
In here?
I don't have it all together. I push the button.
This one?
And it comes somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's a clinical manual of
Chinese formula and long treatments. You want it?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to write me a synopsis for traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah, I was online.
The book, yeah, I did from the book.
There's nothing in the book. She didn't write anything.
Oh my gosh, that's what I'm telling us. Gotta get in the book.
I figured where to start.
We could do Chinese.
You just gotta sit down and start somewhere, and you may expand in front, and you may expand behind.
I need some direction.
Oh, ask your turn.
Acupuncture. Ask your direction.
Yeah, but
it's very
look at the other ones. Look at the way the other ones are written.
Plagiarize for a while till you get it.
Start with something.
We gonna pick you guys allergies. Are gonna do lunch now or what is happening?
I don't know.
So allergies are overreaction to tiny innocuous substances.
No,
when is Angela gonna be ready?
Okay.
2 o'clock today.
I don't know.
So let's do lunch.
What time is that in Thailand?
So my answer was ask your eternal self to give you.
No, the last I heard, she's ending up in Athens at 2 o'clock.
Can't you illustrate this whole conversation with samurai?
Yes.
We'll do it.
Which conversation?
Shut up the conversation. Just illustrate it with samurai.
I'm sorry. What did you ask? I think I misheard.
I said, can't you illustrate all of this conversation? Dark matter, mind, and et cetera.
Particularizing.
With samurai. And you said, yes.
Well, it's
maybe
kind
a little
of...
too quickly.
I have a recall of my, what I call my last in-between. And
really?
It isn't.
That. I'm talking about samurai.
Yeah, but I can lay samurai into this environment. That I existed and I was certainly alone, but it wasn't.
So you're not going to discuss samurai.
Okay, samurai, I think it's entirely possible to. In the dark mind matter side of things, it's entirely possible to imagine an existence with certain attributes and focus, and enough of a particularization that you can see in and appreciate it, and taking in the organizing principle that I think that it seems that I'd be willing to take into that is that of a samurai who is very focused and very disciplined and very, very clear about what's right and wrong.
Well, that's not anything we're really talking about here.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Good try, though.
I disagree with the notion that it's dark and you can't experience anything over there. I disagree with that.
See, but it doesn't matter because you're out of time.
there's no time.
If you disagree with it, then
illustrated
is in
you don't
samurai.
Experience time.
Yeah.
All right. Physical.
Yeah. There is so no time out there, that. So there's no experience. Because you need time to have it.
He's saying that he remembers clearly between lives, so he has.
I experienced change, and it was driven entirely by where I focused. And it was wherever I turned and wherever I focused, that's what I was experiencing and seeing. And that it was as if. A newborn baby with all not and I could see and experience what I was seeing, and I think the image of a newborn baby was that I was free of all kinds of screens or filters that I would interpret through.
So is it possible then, given what we've been reading here, that was still a particularization with the 5% because you were able to focus.
But
so,
I wasn't in a body.
But you weren't in a body yet. But it's still a particularization of the 5%, not the dark matter.
I guess that's possible.
I mean, that seems to me it would
fit more
with
what we're
talking
about. But let's say that even if you were able to focus the way you're talking about, I look here and I see this, I look there and I see that. what I want is the interaction with those people, not just to be able to look and see what they're doing.
Yes.
That's the difference for me. That's what makes all the difference for me, because to me, to interact with other people is so important.
And in the interaction occurs only when you're particularized in a body.
In my opinion, yes. That's when it occurs.
Now, can't you illustrate that with samurai?
I don't think so. I don't know what you mean.
Why don't you do it for him so he understands?
Well, if I give you all the freaking answers, there's no sense in rewriting anything in the first place.
Well, do it this once.
Just as once, yeah, I know.
We're coming up with lots of answers. Your turn.
Yeah.
So being a samurai was great and wonderful in mind until it came down to, and protecting the Lord was a great thing in mind. But when it came down to actually doing that, it became something you did not to do.
Oh, absolutely see what you're saying. And I am driving myself in the exact opposite direction of Misty. That it's in mind, being samurai is fabulous, great and wonderful. When you're actually actualizing it, there's all kinds of people interfere and get in the way. I don't value those relationships.
There's not necessarily that people get in the way. You get in your own way. Just the doing of it gets in your way. You said, I don't even want to do this.
I did, yes.
You didn't do it and have people get in the way. You didn't even want to do it to start with.
That's actually true from both the samurai story perspective and the perspective of my last memory between.
I'm not interested in your last memory between. I'm talking about only in terms of samurai.
Yeah, samurai, when it came time to actually make use of the training, I said, no, I don't want to do it.
Was it like this in this past life? You took all the training and then you gave up, or?
No, that was samurai, and that was
a while back,
1400 years ago.
I know.
In the last life, I was in U.S.
No, that's what she's asking. Is that what it was like in that past life? You
in
took
that
the training.
Life, in that life, did you took all the training, and when you finished the training, you didn't want to be a samurai?
I didn't want to give myself over to a lord.
So the answer to her question is yes.
Yes.
I didn't want to be a samurai as samurais were expected to be.
Yeah. Protector of the Lord.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Protector
the
of
Lord
somebody
telling
else.
You
he only
what
wanted
to
be protector of himself.
So are we saying then that the dark matter part of this discussion is the...
What you think in mind.
The thinking part.
But then... You get to go and experience it.
Right.
And that's what physical life is about. Mm-hmm. So you can sit out there and contemplate and put it or whatever else together, but when it comes down to, now what is that really like to live?
Yeah.
It can be a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. And that's what he likes the concept. He likes the idea of it. But the actual living of it has something else.
Mm-hmm. I said no.
Yeah. I get you.
How is that with you today?
I hate it the way he can read a mind.
Oh my goodness.
It's still there, one form or another.
He's chasing roaches.
How is it still there, one form or another?
The gecko's chasing roaches?
Yeah. We had one land on.
Don't hurt our geckos.
Oh, I'm not. No, I just thought Mark was grabbing at my leg and I didn't want to.
Something is going on back here that we don't
That's
know.
That's what I didn't know either. It's a lizard.
Distraction for Patrick.
Good use of
the green geckos are protected around here.
Because they go after
you
want
to catch them.
Because he likes them.
Yeah, they go all
it's
over
just
the place.
They're friendly and cute.
I just want to make sure
they
find us as slow moving, not too dangerous.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's
You're
going
like
after
a Geico gecko. Very friendly.
You you got one in the kitchen, but really, Pat, I can't.
So Pat's trying to answer the question.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. He's trying to avoid Antler.
No, Andrew gave me a good out. Yeah. Andrew and Mark.
And now that you're back in?
No, it's too early.
There is that a consistent pattern in my life is that it's if something requires a very significant commitment, like taking on the management of an election campaign, these days I resist it because I don't want to give all of myself over to that.
What a shame.
Yeah. However, without really recognizing what was underneath it all, I knew that that's not very fulfilling to take that kind of approach. So I've taken on another election campaign, and I'm determined that I will freely express myself as campaign manager, whatever that turns out to look like, but I'm going to be fully engaged and full on as campaign manager. And so far, I'm really enjoying it.
And can you do that with your whole life?
That's what I think I'm showing myself, yes. Being full on all in everything.
So you don't know what's going to be emergent until you do it.
No, that's right. I'm determined to stick in long enough to find out what's emergent.
Now I smell orange juice that I can't have.
No. You want some orange juice you can't have?
Yeah.
Can I give him a little orange juice, sweetie? Okay.
She said no.
She said no.
Then don't say okay to me, because she said no. You have to say no, too.
I know. I'm not going to give it to
him. You can't say okay.
No, I wouldn't.
That builds up my desire and interest.
Of course it does.
He's a salesman.
Would I think it would be any other way?
No.
Are you stopping for lunch?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
Can we turn this off?
Yeah, I will.
Get it out over here.
Not tripped on.